Emily Robison and Marty McGuire, otherwise now known as the Courtyard Hounds. But then again, with some of the news that we've been reporting here on the highway, a definitely a side project, because the Chicks will ride again on the stage this summer.
Yeah, we were so excited. You know, and it kind of, it was good timing because it kind of dispelled all the rumors that we were breaking up. I remember reading, after we'd been so clear that we were still a band and still going strong, you know, I remember reading, well, the sisters said they haven't officially disbanded. And, you know, that's just the media spin they always like to put on it. Well, we haven't unofficially disbanded either. But, you know, everybody wants a controversy, of course. And this playing with the Eagles is happening in June. So it's kind of nice to just get out there and play with the Chicks again. And then, you know, we've got sprinklings of Courtyard Hounds gigs in between. We're going to be at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival this year. We're going to be on Lilith Fair all summer. And so we're hoping that the two bands will move seamlessly. You know, we'll stay at nicer hotels, maybe on the night of the Chicks gigs. And then, you know, the Courtyard by Marriott. Maybe we'll get a sponsorship.
The Courtyard, very nice. Well, the wheels are turning in Marty's brain. I love it. But do you think, I mean, all right, obviously the whole premise of you doing a side project was that, you know, she wasn't ready to make music yet. Do you think the itch is contagious?
I don't know. You know, I think going out and playing selective shows and shows that you can just kind of go do for fun is a completely different thing than writing an album, going in the studio, recording an album, doing all the promotion that it involves, and then going and touring it full on. I mean, that's a two-year process. So I think for her, it's not that she doesn't want to play music and be in the middle of it. I just think she just doesn't want to start that cycle over. And we respect that, you know. I mean, I think first and foremost, we're friends and we respect each other in that way. So we don't want to pressure her. But I think it will be fun. I almost think it's going to be more fun to go back and do that after having this long of a break.
And talk about how music has just changed over the last few years and how every kind of music is for everybody. You are right smack in the middle of the Eagles on one side, this legendary classic rock band, and Keith Urban, who is one of the most cream of the crop mainstream highway country acts. So you've got a really nice thing going on in the middle of that.
Yeah.
I love it. So I know you said you listen to the highway.
I do.
Emily, so you want to pick a song and let us play, even an artist, anyone you want to,
you know, I will let you pick the song back. But you know, speaking of Keith Urban, since we're going out with him, why don't we do a Keith Urban song?
Sounds like a perfect idea. Right. We're back in a few with the Courtyard Hounds.